And I'm Norman Gilliland. Welcome to the Midday for a Friday, and welcome to Mimi Fulmer.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's see, I was about to say this wrong. I was about to say something like, well, you've been around for a long time, but this is the first time you've been in here. But let me rephrase it slightly and say that you have been a voice in Wisconsin for some time, and this is the first time you've been on the Midday.
I believe that's true, but I listen to it very faithfully. It's a great show.
Well, you, speaking of listening, you have this fairly new CD out, and it's kind of taken on extra wings because now it's about to be, or is just, has become on YouTube.
Oh, it's been released on iTunes.
iTunes,
right,
yes, right,
yeah.
So you're ahead of me in this. iTunes. And so what does that mean?
Well, it means that people who are interested can download individual songs and purchase them on iTunes, but you can also purchase the whole CD on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Archive or directly through Centaur Records, who released the CD.
And that's the way of the world today.
That is.
And without having heard a note of the CD yet, I can say it's got a very handsome cover, the CD is called Voyage Home, Songs of Finland, Sweden, and Norway. And it has a very evocative schooner.
Yes, yes.
Picture on the front there,
yeah.
Crossing over from what, Stockholm to
Helsinki. Yeah, on the overnight cruise, which is highly recommended. And this CD really is a voyage home for me. My grandparents were immigrants from Finland and Sweden, and as was very common in that time, they didn't speak either language to my mother. And of course, I just took it all for granted and forgot all about it.
Sure.
And then eventually came back to it. I've heard it called adult onset Finnishness in the UP. But I've revisited that heritage.
There's a lot of that. A lot of that going around in this country in particular. And so are these pieces that were, you know, familiar to you before, long before you recorded the CD?
Actually not. About 10 years ago, Bruce Bengtsson, our wonderful music director and musical resource here in Madison, asked me to sing some Swedish folk songs on a program. And I really liked them. And I thought, well, there must be more of these. And then I served on the board of the Kilpinen Society, which used to have a Nordic competition here in town based on Finnish songs. I thought, wow, this is beautiful. There must be more of this. And why don't American singers know this? Part of the reason is, of course, the languages.
Sure.
And so as I started to delve into this and get grants and make visits to the Nordic countries, I began to realize that it would be so much easier if we had translations, phonetics, and recordings. So that's my next venture. I'm editing an anthology that will have all of those resources.
So you're going at it big time, but you have quite a number of songs on here, 32 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And any particular favorites?
Oh, wow. I love them all. That's why I selected them for this CD. There's one that I sing a cappella that is one my grandmother used to sing to my sister and me when we were growing up.
So you do remember that one?
Oh, yeah. But a lot of them I just found by listening and ordering CDs and visiting the countries and going to concerts. And, you know, it was sort of a tradition in the Nordic countries of being rather self-effacing. They'd say, well, it's wonderful you're so interested, but do you think other people will like these? Oh, I think they will, so I hope you do.
And what's this first one?
The first one, I think, reflects a piano piece that you played just a half hour ago on the show, Wedding of Trollhaugen by Grieg. And it's a song by Grieg, and it's I will have a silk vest and a snow-white horse, and I'll have a hat with a feather on it. I'm going to scoop up my dearest darling, and off we'll go. And it's even in the same key as Wedding of Trollhaugen, so I thought your listeners might enjoy it.
Stiga böl, jo, en stiga böl.
very Trolltaugen compatible. In fact, there were times I thought Grieg was going to go off.
Yes, yes.
Until wedding day again. And so what's the name of that one?
That's called Oje Wilhelmen Jardenscher. And I should also say that is Bruce Bengtsson playing so beautifully.
Had you sung much? I know you mentioned that Bruce asked you to sing these Swedish folk tunes, but had you done a lot of Scandinavian language singing before that?
No, not really at all. You know, American singers are not trained in Finnish, Swedish, Norwegian, Danish as a routine at all. Even I've heard at St. Olaf, which is, very oriented toward Norway, they spend one day on diction for those languages.
How can that be? How can you possibly get it down with just that?
Right. So I think there's a growing interest. But as I say, the anthology that I'm editing that's going to be published with Subito Music this coming winter will be two, maybe three volumes of songs in these languages. And I've got experts, natives, that pronouncing the spoken texts, and we did the phonetics together. So hopefully that will be a way for singers to be able to sing some songs in these languages. But I see myself as a great guinea pig, since I don't speak any of these languages. All the difficulties that I encountered are the ones I'm trying to surmount for other singers.
It's not as if you can say no German and then say, I know how to pronounce Norwegian or Swedish.
Because
it's like different planet.
Right. Mm. And even, for instance, in Norway, there's not really a unified pronunciation for the language.
Really?
And a Norwegian native told me with great pride that if he rode across the fjord, he could hardly understand people on the other side, which makes one smack one's forehead and think, well, what hope is there for us?
But which side of the fjord did this song come from?
but one can at least, come up with an adequate pronunciation that everybody will identify as being Norwegian, and then kind of go into different regions from there.
A few of those sounds that would definitely be foreign to English-speaking ears. English-speaking ears doesn't sound quite right, does it? It sounds a little like a mixed metaphor. What's next?
Next is a folk song. In fact, one of the ones that Bruce asked me to sing, Ach, Värmland, du Schöne, which Värmland is a region in Sweden. And the song says, oh, you most beautiful region, the region of my home. If only I could go there and find my bride, I would be happy forever.
Well, it is Swedish, as you said to me, but it's also right out of Peer Gynt.
Yeah. There's a lot of very, very touching and haunting resonance in a lot of these songs that moves people, even if we don't speak the language. It just sort of touches some chord that seems to go back a long, long way.
Yes, well, of course, the Scandinavians and I think probably to a lesser extent, the Finns, having that gulf in between them.
Yes.
Had many opportunities, welcome and unwelcome, to mingle.
Yeah, there's been a lot of political turbulence. And in fact, music has been one of the roots for these countries to establish an identity, a national identity. In Finland, it was Sibelius and other people, the national romantic movement that established that identity and helped gain their own independence. Same thing in Sweden, Norway. Music was really the route to kind of unifying the country.
That's kind of interesting. I mean, you mentioned, of course, for Finland, Sibelius.
Yeah.
For Norway, Grieg.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Denmark, I guess I'd say Nielsen. But who would it be for Sweden? A classical composer who really sort of brought Swedish music into the mainstream.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to name just one. There are a lot of different names.
I mean, Berwald a little bit, but not so much, I think, as in terms of songs.
Right, right. The song we're going to hear in a little bit by Nordqvist is very famous, Till Havs. But, I mean, it's not like he wrote a substantial body of work that led Sweden, forward in the same way as, I would say, Norway and Finland.
Okay, the time has come. Some Swedish composer out there, it's time. bring it in if it hasn't already been done. I know we're going to get to the Till Havs in a second, but you had another one you wanted to hear first.
Oh, yes. This is a wonderful song. We can't leave today without hearing something by Sibelius. And this is Illale, which is a hymn to the evening and to setting down your burdens and your cares and letting the clouds and the beautiful sunset take you to an easier place in your life.
Gave you a pretty good range to work with there, didn't he?
Oh, what a great song.
And, if we think that Swedish and Norwegian are difficult Finnish, now how do you, because that has these sesquipedalian words. How do you grapple with that?
Finnish is really in a different galaxy. it's not related to Swedish and Norwegian at all. It's part of the Turco-Ungric group
to
of language.
Yeah.
Yes, Estonian, but also Turkish and Hungarian. I mean, who knew? And so there are very few cognates in Finnish to hang on to for the American singer. Mm-hmm. But the grammar is extremely complex, but it's fairly straightforward to pronounce.
Right.
So that's on its side, but memorizing it is really, really quite something to do.
So a relative rarity because you have, let's say, how would we put this, the number of people who could actually have a native understanding and appreciation for a Finnish song would be relatively small, but you have to work disproportionately hard to get it down.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. But I think there are enormous dividends. I mean, the music education system in Finland is so extraordinary, and I really encourage American singers to consider going to Finland. The Sibelius Academy is free, the tuition free.
Really?
And they a really amazing system of education and training there. And three members of the Sibelius Academy were here this past spring for a week-long residency at the university and gave classes courses and master classes. And so there's a whole world there waiting to be connected with. But you're right. It is a lot of work.
Did Sibelius write a lot of songs?
He wrote a lot of songs. Three different song periods. And he wrote a great deal in Swedish, because so many texts are in Swedish.
Sure.
But a great deal to explore for singers of any, you know, any level and any, you know, point in their development.
I know you mentioned this song, Tilhaus.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the rare Nordic songs, No Cloud in the Sky. It was made famous by Jussi Björling, and it's a Swedish song, and it says, "To the sea, let the winds take us away."
Rolling in there, you have the piano rolling along, and then those arrrs rolling along.
Yeah, it's a great song about going to the sea into the waves, and everybody should buy a boat.
Everybody should, or build one, you know. You should be able to build one if you're a Norseman like that. I would say two more from Finland now.
Right. Soi Vie Nosti is by Oskar Merikanto, who is known as the most melodic of Finnish songwriters. And Soi Vie Nosti is a hymn to a lost love, a very common theme in the Nordic countries.
In everybody's country.
You know, things have gone by in the past. And saying, yes, I still sing to you, but my song is sad, although I hope your life is going well.
it's very sporting.
Yeah. And Minun kultani kauni son is actually a very common theme even here in Shakespeare, saying, my love is beautiful even though her eyes are crossed. And when, you know, her skin is beautiful even though it's brown and freckled. And when we go to the market, even the horses laugh. Ha, 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 the horses laugh.
that sounds Nordic to me. Here we go.
Oh.
How should I put this, Mimi? How accessible would these be to amateur singers? I mean, you know, that one just kind of conjured images of clustering around the piano and hoisting a few and away the night, but maybe not that easy, huh?
Well, you know, I really encourage people to try singing these. I mean, why not reach out and try these beautiful songs that are very singable? And, you know, you could sing them in English if you want to, but there are, you know, translations you can use. But they, as Duke Ellington said, you know, there's no such music as I don't know, highfalutin music. It's all folk music. Mm-hmm. And I think music should sound like that, like something you could sit around the piano and sing, as in fact, you know, we have done in the past in tradition, and they still do in Finland, Sweden, and Norway.
Yeah, well, it's great to have that culture in common where everybody, young and old, knows those same songs.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, we have one more before we get to that quiz question. What'll it be?
This is a Minun kultani kaunis on, the one about the love who is so beautiful, even though everything is kind of a little bit wrong with her, but that's okay. Minun kultani kaunis on, vaikon kaitan uinen. Minun kultani kaunis on, vaikon kaitan uinen. Minun ja illalla, vaikon kaitan uinen. Vaikon kaitaluinen, silmät silmät siniset, vaikon kierunaiset, silmät silmät siniset, vaikon kierunaiset, heilun ja illalla, vaikon kierunaiset, heilun ja illalla, vaikon kierunaiset. That fun. You just heard the horses laughing when she goes to market.
That sounds like a good Norse song to me, all right. Well, Mimi, thanks for stopping by and sharing this relatively new CD. It's called Voyage Home, and these tracks, as we mentioned at the beginning, all have this new life now on iTunes.
Yes, yes.
Which is where, of course, you'll find all kinds of stuff these days. Well, a pleasure having you in the studio for the very first time after all these opportunities.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure.